What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're going to take a few more phone calls. Then we're probably going to close the lines because I'm falling way, way behind on my talking points here. So we're going to go to Ramsey in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Sir, I want to ask you something. Donald Trump's recent trip to Saudi Arabia and making those deals, in my opinion, that's in reaction to Russia making a deal or getting closer to Iran. Don't you agree?
We're closer to Iran in what context? You mean making peace and doing business? Very obviously, Iran has been seen as a target for regime change and invasion, going all the way back to Wesley Clark, basically exposing the whole agenda.
Yes. Yeah. You see, so like what I mean, like Russia and Iran, like, I mean, like doing business and everything. But my opinion, Trump went to Saudi Arabia just to show Russia, oh, look, like we're getting closer. And you better watch out. It's like a provocative move by the U.S.
Yeah, it is a provocative move, and possibly getting all of these 55 other Muslim nations to sign on with this Arab NATO is an attempt to bluff Russia back by saying, you're not just going to be fighting Saudi Arabia, you're going to be fighting all these other countries. And again... I don't know how Russia is going to respond to that, because it's not that Russia cares that much about Iran, but Russia understands the ultimate goal of the U.S. government's war agenda is to basically bring all of the nations of the earth underneath that single global government and that single privately owned central bank. And Russia doesn't want that. China doesn't want it. In fact, none of these nations want to be part of it. That's why they're having to be militarily conquered.
Yeah, you see, sir, just like you said, like they want to have like an Arab NATO, like those Arab Gulf states. You want to get them together, just like the United States wants to get the Eastern European countries together against Russia.
Yeah, well, that's definitely been obviously part of the game plan, and you just look at all the weapons and men that the U.S. is pouring into that area along the Russian border, and then they are out there saying Russia's being the aggressor. You don't see Russian troops on the Canadian side of our northern border or the southern side of our border with Mexico. You don't see Russian warships tooling around the Gulf of Mexico. We know who the real aggressor is here.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha.
Aloha.
Uh-huh. There was some commentary regarding Larry Silver's sign regarding WTC7 and so forth. I didn't quite catch all the commentary about trying to find the video or whatever, with his commentary or not. What was the story with that?
Well, the story is that there was this TV series, America's Business, and apparently one of the episodes involved Larry Silverstein acknowledging on the air that World Trade Center 7 was brought down in a controlled demolition. Now, until I actually see and hear that, I don't know if that's real or somebody's over-vivid imagination. But we do know that Larry's on video saying that, yes, they made the decision to pull the building, which seems to indicate they had the means to do so at hand. And somebody just sent me another video that I just now this second put up at whatreallyhappened.com, in which Larry Silverstein admits designing the new World Trade Center 1 year before 9/11 actually happened.
Ouch. Well, anyway, yes. I thought I would inquire, because there is a video on YouTube, his name simply admitting that WTC7 was pulled on 9/11. It is a 27-second video snippet.
Yeah, I've seen that one all over the place then. But again, it implies they had the means to pull the building. But Larry has denied that's what it means, and it's ambiguous. Yeah. If this other clip does exist that claims that he says it was brought down with controlled demolition, that would be quite damaging because obviously yeah. they did not have enough time to go in and rig that building for a controlled demolition.
Well, Michael, he can imply anything he wishes to. Being a business person, they can do that without, almost without repercussion for that matter, depending on their terminology and who their attorney or lawyer is for that matter. Now, as for a side issue, the aspect that tens of billions of dollars that is being gifted, I guess you could say, if I'm being polite about it, to Saudi Arabia, what we could do with that money here in the U.S. and the infrastructure, what we could be doing with that. I mean, yeah. it just makes me nauseous to think about that just being handed out. I know it's Federal Reserve notes. It certainly isn't gold, I hope. But still, what in the world has Saudi Arabia done for the U.S.? What has any country over the Middle East done for the U.S.? What has the military done over the Middle East but wreck people's lives, homes, and business and whatnot, and people complain about terrorists coming over here? Well, guess what? When you go to someone else's place and wreck it, what do you expect them to do? Hit back. They're going to fire back. So,
well,
I mean...
Okay, well, interestingly enough, Saudi Arabia has been of service to the United States because it is the anchor of the petrodollar deal. And is used by the United States to keep the other Arab nations and OPEC nations in line. Not always successful, but that's a big part of it. Now, interestingly enough, as part of this little confab between Trump and the Saudi king, Saudi Arabia is actually going to invest $20 billion in America's infrastructure. So here we have this bizarre situation where the U.S. government can't afford to improve our infrastructure, but Saudi Arabia is going to pour $20 billion in, and that's going to create jobs and improve our infrastructure. The only problem is they're talking toll roads. In other words, we're heading into a situation where when we drive down the roads in the United States of America, the tolls that we pay for that road are going to go to Saudi Arabia.
So basically Saudi Arabia is going to own a major chunk of the U.S.
They're going to own the infrastructure that they are investing in.
Now that's pathetic.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
The people in the U.S. should be owning the property thereof in the U.S. that they happen to live on or in or whatever the case is, not Saudi Arabia. Let them stay over in Saudi Arabia and live their own little happy lives, just as the U.S. people in the U.S. need to be having their own little happy lives, and the government staying the heck out of it. And I'm being polite again. Have a great one.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, you know, again, back in the early part of the last century, that's the way that it worked. The infrastructure was built out of tax revenues, and it was collectively the property of the American people, and it was maintained, usually from things like gas taxes, motor registration fees, taxes on tires, and so forth. But as we get further and further into this war economy, where the money is just pouring out of the country into the war zones and to bribe foreign governments to go along with the agenda, there really isn't anything left at all for the American people. And that is why Donald Trump was forced to cut food stamps and Medicaid and just drop the load for those unfortunate disadvantaged peoples onto their neighbors in the community. And again, it is almost stunning to realize how much of the tax revenues are being spent for things that are not for the benefit of the American people. And that is something to really keep in mind. All right, let's see. We're going to go to Sean in Seattle. Aloha. Oh, before we do that, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining our network. And now we're going to go to Sean in Seattle. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. pretty much my main thing is I'm trying to figure out how to talk to my friends about the whole global warming. And that was a great call earlier, by the way. But pretty much the whole climate change, global warming thing. And how do I show them that it's all just that it's all just spoofed up, and all they want is, you know, like, she sends me articles of like NASA, but I have other articles of NASA that contradict themselves. So, and I'm trying to, you know, what do you think about that?
Well, part of the problem is that most of the adherents of the global warming agenda are actually treating it like a religion, not a science. And so they've decided what they're going to believe on, and anybody who says anything else is a heretic. But again, up at the top of my page in the little gray menu bar, there is an article called ClimateGate that I put together some years ago, and I do keep it updated with more recent stories. And there are a couple of things in there that you might want to share with your friends. One is a documentary called The Great Global Warming Hoax. And the other one, of course, is this image from the front page of the UK Independent, March 20th, 2000, in which it says, right in bold type, snowfalls are now a thing of the past. And certainly this spring, the snow has stayed in incredibly late. We're a week away from the official start of summer, and they still have snow all over the West.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you very much, Mike. I'll definitely pass that information along. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And we're going to switch over to Tom in Pennsylvania. That's going to be our last call for a while. Tom, what's on your mind?
Is it all right to change subjects real quick to a computer question?
Sure.
All right. I got this, virus where it said you got 5 hours to make a Bitcoin payment to this Bitcoin address. So I just shut down. I booted with my backup program. I use Acronis. There's plenty of them. And just restored the drive to a backup I made last February. And then I didn't want to go back to Windows. I booted in Ubuntu off another drive. And there was a bunch of files on each data drive that had a long number .locked. And then I deleted them. And when I went back to Windows and went back to Photoshop, everything was fine. But now if this thing's going to lay dormant and come back and bite me, but you know, before my February backup, I don't know.
Well, I certainly cannot address that issue on this side of the phone line here. I would strongly suggest that you get it over to your local computer technician and ask them on the phone before you go on over there. Are you experienced in dealing with ransomware? And have them, I mean, it sounds like you're very expert yourself, but I would definitely say that you might want to do that. And well, hopefully, I mean, how did you get the ransomware in the first place?
I don't know, because I don't go on the internet with Windows. You know what I mean? I have multiple hard drives in my machine, and normally I boot in Ubuntu for the internet and word processing, and the only thing I do with Windows is Photoshop.
Okay, so the ransomware infected the Windows partition, but it didn't affect the Ubuntu.
There was these locked files on there, which I just deleted. But, you know, the restore program just ran fine. It, you know, it was like
the machine was
in February.
Again, because I can't touch the machine, I can't verify for myself.
Right.
I really do think you need to consult a professional who knows how to deal with these things and make sure that it really is out of there and it's not going to come back and haunt you somewhere down the road.
All righty. Thanks for your time, buddy.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. We're going to let you go, and we're going to close the phone lines for a while. Yeah, this ransomware stuff is completely out of control. And the government could care less. Somebody somewhere is making huge amounts of money, could even be the NSA and CIA playing with these things. Just another way of looting the American people by a desperately broke government. This is the online variation of the police and their civil forfeiture laws, where if you've got too much cash in your pocket, they're just going to take it on the suspicion that you're doing something wrong. And that's a return to Code Napoleon. You're presumed guilty until you can prove you are innocent. And that is certainly not how this country was founded. Now then, getting on back to Washington, D.C. As you know, there has been a great deal of violence in the streets by the liberal snowflakes who are all out there in their black masks and just causing all kinds of ruckus on college campuses. And it's reached a point where Republican members of the House of Representatives are starting to feel that they're at personal risk. Okay, Tom in Pennsylvania, could you call on back? Because apparently we have somebody at RBN who's got some advice for you. That's 800-313-9443, and Michael is going to put you in touch with somebody who apparently knows how to deal with this. So do that right now. So anyway, GOP members of the House are asking for funds for more security for their offices back in their home districts because they're concerned that there might be rioting or fights outside their district offices, which are usually very small. And you'll find them in places like strip malls. So they're getting very, very nervous. And I can understand why. All right, let's turn to the war zones. Apparently, Iraq units opened fire on U.S. jets operating inside the Syrian desert. This is a major, major escalation. And apparently there were U.S. Air Force has been bombing these Shiite fighters from Iraq. And they bombed on a couple of occasions, and now they're starting to shoot back. So this thing is spiraling completely out of control. Now, as you know, last week they were trying to come on out there with this, you know, the Syrian death camps, the concentration camps, and they made a big deal about a photo of this military prison and how snow on one section of the roof was melted, from which they made the leap that obviously this is where they have the crematoriums so they can destroy the evidence of their torturing and hanging and gassing these prisoners. And a lot of people said, you don't know that. It's just an area where there's a source of heat. And it could be the prison kitchen. It could be the prison laundry. You don't know. And as I pointed out, look for what should be there and isn't. Crematoria have big, tall smokestacks because they don't want that smell coming down to the ground. They want to give it a chance to get dispersed in the wind. And there was no smokestack on that part of the prison. So we have this article out of the original antiwar.com talking about the anatomy of a smear campaign. And yes, that is exactly what it is. It's another media propaganda to get you to hate Syria and think that, yes, we have some kind of a right to go on in there and just smash them up because they're evil, bad people. Next, they'll claim Assad has a Death Star. Meanwhile, the Syrian forces are retaking much of the north of Syria. The last of the opposition forces have departed from Al-Wair in Homs city. And so Homs is now completely clear of opposition forces. Those people can start to go about rebuilding their lives that have been destroyed in all of this ridiculous regime change nonsense. Meanwhile, down in the south, the fighting is continuing, and it seems like we're seeing the beginnings of this scramble to grab chunks of Syria now that ISIS and al-Qaeda are pretty much out of the picture. If ISIS and al-Qaeda were the real issue, the U.S. would simply leave and say, okay, Assad, it's all yours again. We've done good here. But that doesn't seem to be what's going on. And it looks like the U.S. is still thinking that they're going to grab a big chunk of Syria and a big chunk of Iraq for the future Kurdistan. And neither Syria nor Iraq are very happy with that idea at all. And apparently Foreign Policy magazine claimed that the U.S. strike against Syria's forces showed American commanders are willing to use force to maintain de facto safe zones in the country's east. So they're still locked up in that one. Look at all these wars the U.S. has started and cannot get out of. Now, Defense Secretary Mattis is basically talking about escalating the ISIS war worldwide and assuring us all it doesn't threaten civilians, even though we know it does. We'll be right back after these few words.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, again, as we were starting to say before the commercial break, Defense Secretary James Mattis is basically saying we've got to escalate the war against ISIS worldwide. We've got to go everywhere and bomb them. And we know it's a gigantic hoax, because ISIS is a tool of the U.S. government. There's ample documentation that ISIS in Syria was being supplied by the U.S. government covertly under the Obama administration by then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and they were using that consulate in Benghazi as the hub of the smuggling operation to smuggle weapons out of Libya that had been used to get rid of Gaddafi over to Syria to get rid of Assad. And Mattis is still out there saying, we're going to go on the warpath against ISIS everywhere. And trust us, we are not threatening civilians. Well, that is ridiculous when you look at the sheer number of civilians that have already been killed by these U.S. military actions. The other day we were talking about this study that concluded that the United States government, since the end of World War II, has killed between 20 and 30 million people in 37 different countries around the world. That shows you who the aggressor is. Now then, the Kremlin has come on out responding to Senator McCain's latest jabberings, saying that it's clear John McCain has a maniacal hatred toward Russia. Now, we, the American people, are sort of expecting that those in positions of power will be making their decisions on what to do after careful, rational consideration of all possible consequences of what they're doing. And the idea that we have Senator McCain out there pushing for war with Russia just because that's what he wants, that's a very dangerous thing to be happening. More importantly, it is a very dangerous thing for other countries to be seeing. Again, going back to the Cuban Missile Crisis, the reason that Kennedy and Khrushchev were able to avoid pushing the button and starting a global nuclear war was that Kennedy and Khrushchev knew each other, did not want to do it. But when you have McCain out there talking like this, other countries are going to think that the button could be pushed with no warning, especially by a country that is openly talking about an unprovoked first strike against Russia, according to Paul Craig Roberts. A country that is invading other countries on the flimsiest of pretexts. It's a much more dangerous situation. But John McCain, he wants war against Russia because that's what he wants. Okay, John, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Here's your Day-Glow orange jumpsuit. Watch your head climbing into that transport plane, and we'll call Putin and tell him you are on your way to kick his butt all by yourself. But given how many wars we, the American people, have been lied into, we're going to sit this one out. Keep our kids at home. Go, have fun. Don't forget to send postcards. North Korea has launched a new missile. This one is a shorter range than the last one they tested. And they launched it yesterday. The test was a complete success. Interesting little side note, on USA Today, when they were reporting on the missile test, they made a point of saying that the missile was launched from the Pukchang, the area most notable for its hard labor camp for political prisoners. So they're out there still pushing, oh, it's, you know, labor camps for political dissidents, which has got absolutely nothing to do with the missile test, but it's just any chance you can get in there and say something bad about North Korea, that's what they're going to do. Now, following this test, Kim Jong-un has vowed to increase North Korea's military might. They're going to deploy this new intermediate-range ballistic missile. Now, this missile can't reach the United States, can't reach here in Hawaii. It is a defensive missile with which to attack naval forces coming to attack North Korea. That's what it's for. And apparently, Kim Jong-un, for this, at least this one missile, has set up an assembly line, like an auto factory, and is going to be able to just crank these things out in volume. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Interesting story just broke over at projectnsearch.com, where apparently it has now come on out that the sister of one of the two police officers who responded to the shooting of Seth Rich works for the Hillary Clinton campaign, or worked for the Hillary Clinton campaign. So that is now coming on out as well. And we need to be careful about false trails being laid for us. But apparently public interest in this assassination, it's growing, and they can't put that back in the button. The corporate media is on the warpath. Corporate media, Washington Post is going after Newt Gingrich. This new lady on Fox is out there saying, oh, it's just conspiracy theories. It's just conspiracy theories. Nope. Okay, now then, Trump and regime change. And we knew this was coming. We know this was in the plan for years. Donald Trump is out there saying, we will do whatever is necessary to fix Venezuela. Now, the U.S. has been wanting to regime change Venezuela all the way back to Hugo Chavez. They tried a coup d'etat against him because that gosh darn Hugo was selling Venezuela's oil for currencies other than the U.S. dollar. And even worse, he was spending that money on the Venezuelan people. And that's a bad example for all those other countries where they've worked so hard to convince the people that all the money should go to the bankers. And one of the targets of this oil price war, along with Russia, was Venezuela. Now, Russia had a diversified economy, and they proved to be much more resilient. But Venezuela is pretty much a one-crop country, and that crop is oil. And so they're in serious, serious trouble. There's rioting. People are hungry. And according to an article over in Global Research up in Canada, the Trump administration has just given the green light for regime change in Venezuela. And Don, I am so disappointed in you. Because you told us on the campaign trail that you thought all these foreign interventions were a bad idea. And they are. We are heading toward a world war that could easily go nuclear. And we're going to lose this one. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Mike, you know, regarding not only Venezuela, the whole world situation, we got to watch who we consider because part of the alternate or the independent media. I was listening to Breitbart this morning, and you got this guy, Alexander Marlowe, who seems to be your most often who runs your show now. And this clown was talking about Julian Assange, kind of like he needs to be taken into custody. He's an enemy of the United States. And he's also pretty much, he gives the Russian, he doesn't say it's sure, but, you know, he gives it some credibility. And he thinks there's no problem with the missile attack on Assad, the other attack we did the other day on Assad's convoy there in Syria. And yet they keep on calling themselves national populists, and that they're alternate media. I think we got to understand they are not. I tried to get through today, but I couldn't get through to tell them that they're not and that they're full of it. You know.
Well, I mean, there's been a very obvious campaign of attempting to either infiltrate or buy up the independent media in order to bring it in line with the official story. And unfortunately, they have succeeded with a lot of people. When you look at independent media that seems to have a lot of money, that's a reason for some caution. Again, with the ability to spy on everybody, that they can find the lever to get people to go along with what they want put on out there. And it's a reality. And the best course of action, though, is for you not to have a favorite media outlet, but to become your own best analyst and just
take
well, that's why I'm recommending it. For those who don't know this is what you should be doing. Take each story on the basis of the facts in it and decide for yourself if it's making sense or not.
I'll give you another example of what this guy did a few weeks ago after the missile attack on Syria. Somebody called in and said that they thought this was a false flag. It was obvious it was a false flag. Any idiot could figure that out. But Marlowe told him, I don't take conspiracy theories. And he hung up on a guy. I listen to conspiracy theories. This is completely different from when Stephen K. Bannon ran it. So that's what piqued my interest when he was running the show.
It was completely different from what it was like when Breitbart was still in charge of it.
Well, he wasn't really on the radio, was he?
Not as much, but I mean, the whole Breitbart organization was much more in line with being an independent media.
Mm-hmm. They're really more like Fox News now. As a matter of fact, a lot of things, take for instance the Seth Rich case, I should say the Seth Rich murder, they barely touched it. And yet, Fox News actually came out and pretty much, and it's pretty much pursuing this. Not only Sean Hannity, but a couple other people on that station, which pleasantly surprised me. Every once in a while, I even watch Fox News again because I am pleasantly surprised. And
well, remember, this is just a Fox affiliate in Washington D.C. itself. It's Fox National is not touching it. In fact, well, Fox Hannity, National Hannity. Is out there. Hannity is, to his credit, and I hope he's got his Kevlar undies on. But Fox National is taking the position that it's all just another wacko conspiracy theory. And so I imagine there's a lot of phone calls from network down to that affiliate saying, you pull off of this.
Who's that woman you said is on there now? Or did she have her own show or something? Or what?
I would have to go back in my notes to get it. Julie something. I'll look for it in the next commercial.
It doesn't surprise me, though, because, like I said, Fox is always, I've always called it basically, at least the last few years, I've called it Fox Neocon News, and which it basically is. It's pretty much run by neocons. But sometimes they're actually on something, and it seems like at least a couple of them now, certainly Hannity is on, and Hannity was very good with Julian Assange, too. And he's not one of these people calling for his arrest now and prosecution. He actually even went to the Venezuela embassy to interview him. And by the way, that's another thing
Ecuador.
I heard.
Ecuador.
This morning. Ecuador. I'm sorry. Ecuador. I'm sorry. He said, what did I say?
You said Venezuela.
Oh, I meant Ecuador. Okay. Yep. Anyway, he was saying this morning, too, that same guy, Marlo, how left-wing Ecuador is. I don't care if they're left-wing or not. As a matter of fact, I don't look at socialism as a poisonous word. I think under certain circumstances, socialism works. It worked under Gaddafi in Libya. It's worked under Marshal Tito in Yugoslavia, actually had communism, and it worked. He was a dictator, yes, but
oh, yeah, it can work. It can work. The problem is that money junkies can't become rich in a socialist economy, and that's why they hate it so much. And that's why they're constantly mm-hmm. demonizing it so much. They want fascism, where the system is designed to just suck all the wealth out of the people and put it in their pockets. And they will start wars to get their way.
Even most of Western Europe, until of course, they started this, until they formed the EU, socialism actually worked pretty well there. Now with the EU and now with the opening up their borders, of course it's not going to work because you're bringing all these people in, they're using up all the resources and stuff like that. It's not going to work, you know, for people that actually have paid for it. The people of, let's say, Sweden, Norway, Germany, even England. It's now being used by people coming in there that shouldn't be coming in, you know. So even there, socialism is working to a degree.
Yeah, it's destabilizing those countries, and we're already seeing rioting over there. And again, that may well be part of the New World Order, is for every country to descend into chaos so that some supranational military force comes on in and says, all right, everybody come on down. You are now Sector 12 of the new planetary government, and that's it.
That's what I think they want to do. They want to create one world government. And then probably they want to kill most of us and turn the rest of us into and then become robotized themselves, you know, combined with a robot brain or something like that. I think that's what they really want to do. That's what people like, you know, eugenicists like Bill Gates, that's what they're about. Companies like Monsanto, who produce this horrible GMO foods and stuff like that. This is what these people are about. And the vaccines, this is reason behind the madness. It's not just that these people are just stupid. They're not stupid. I would say they're insane, but they're wickedly, but they're insane, intelligently insane. Hitler was insane, but he was also very intelligent. So, you know, you can't say because somebody's insane that they're not smart at the same time.
Now, I don't think Hitler went insane toward the end of the war, and apparently his doctor had him juiced up on a lot of very powerful medications that might go a long way to explaining his bizarre behavior. Anyway, listen, Mark, I'm going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I talked to you Thursday last week, and I brought up the fact that the senators were asking for all of Comey's notes, not just the one about Donald Trump's meeting with him. And it was not even 2 hours later that they appointed this guy Mueller as the special counsel. And there's no way that they're not putting him in there to bury all the evidence and protect the institution of the FBI. There's already a story out, ABC News Politics, saying James Comey will consult with special counsel Robert Mueller before testifying. Now, this is another example of how the system really works. It's all about protecting the institutions. James Clapper, the other day last week, said Trump was destroying the institutions, and he meant, you know, the CIA, the NSA, the FBI. When it's really all Trump is doing is exposing the institutional corruption. The people that destroyed these institutions are guys like Comey and Mueller and Clapper. They destroyed it. It's rotted from within. And the more they think they can protect it, they're not going to. Sooner or later, the corruption will be so bad it's just going to fall on its own.
Well, the American people are looking at what CIA, FBI, NSA are doing and realizing these institutions aren't worth protecting and preserving. But as you say, what is really being protected and preserved is the corruption. They don't want the good times to stop. And as far as Comey's notes are concerned, the thing is, they're not really official documents. Apparently, there's just quick handwritten note. There's no provenance. There's no chain of evidence. They were not inside any official record tracking system. It's just a note he wrote on his desk that he could have written any time. There's absolutely no guarantee that any notes turned over by Comey were actually written when he said they were written. There's no way to document that.
Well, I'm more interested in Comey's notes that go back into all the other major scandals, not this made-up phony one about Russian collusion with Trump. If he's taken a lot of notes, he's probably wrote a lot about the Clinton investigation and Loretta Lynch. And you know, I mean, he goes way back, this guy. He goes back to, what's it, Sandy Berger with the notes he stole out of the archives. But
yes.
I wanted to ask you a question. Donald Trump had been going around on TV saying that he didn't think there'd be any issue about him firing Comey and that the Democrats were for it. Do you really believe that? I mean, I don't. I find that hard to believe that he didn't realize that Comey was protecting these Democrats and they'd scream and howl the minute they got rid of him. You know what I'm saying?
I would disagree. I think based on some of the things that Trump said during the campaign, I think he's aware that something very ugly was going on with the email server, and that as a result, you know, he was saying lock her up, and of course everybody would cheer, lock her up, lock her up. And I think he understood that when he fired Comey, there was going to be a pushback. It's just probably a lot more severe and dishonest and dirty than he was expecting it to be.
Well, I just hope he's aware of these things. I mean, I called the White House, and I've called the Department of Justice about Seth Rich. I've called all my congressmen and my senators, because really it's so fishy the timing of all this attack against Trump was right when the story was breaking on Fox about Seth Rich, and all of a sudden we have the fact that Trump brought up security issues with the Russians, and then Comey's notes about the collusion, and it just the timing really shows panic on the other side. So
yeah,
it
really does. They're doing the spaghetti approach. They're just going to throw everything they can think of at the wall and hope that something will stick in the minds of the American public. But for the most part, the American people are already very suspicious, and I think a good reason for that is we saw how the Hillary campaign and her liberal supporters behaved like absolutely spoiled, vengeful, petty, vindictive children after the election. And of course, Trump's victory was a huge embarrassment to the corporate media, which guaranteed us Hillary was going to be the president. And so I think the American people are looking at this and realizing it is just more of Saddam's nuclear weapons being thrown at us.
Oh, by the way, I saw Newt Gingrich. This is the second time I've seen him on TV talking about the Seth Rich murder. So he's got a lot of connections, and he's a very intelligent man, no matter what you think about his politics and how he blew it when he had the speakership. But I find he seems to be bringing it up every time I see him on television. It's very interesting.
Well, it should be brought up, and again, I hope he's wearing his Kevlar undies. Because it's not just coming on out with the fact that this was a political assassination, but it also destroys the Russian hack, the DNC narrative, and that's going to be an embarrassment to the DNC, to the Hillary campaign, and to the whole corporate media, which was just feeding us that codswallop, hook, line, and sinker. And that's why they're in a panic. They understand they have a huge credibility problem in the eyes of the American public, and they created it. It's of their own doing, and we should not be sorry for them. But, yeah, they're scared right now.
Well, they should be, because all the institutions, the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, they've all said, well, it's common knowledge that the Russians were behind the hack of the Democratic emails. So if this comes out, it blows all their credibility, not just, you know, Hillary. It's the institutions of the whole spy state is really going to fall on its face. But anyway, thanks for your time, Michael.
All right, you're welcome. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back with more news.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, a lot of people are sending me videos of Larry Silverstein talking about pulling World Trade Center 7. And we know those clips are all over the place. Okay. What this one individual is looking for is what they claim to have seen in this series, America's Business, in which Larry Silverstein actually says that there was a controlled demolition. And maybe it was somebody's overactive imagination. And I thank everybody who's sending in these clips of Larry Silverstein saying, we made the decision to pull it. But that's a little ambiguous. Yes, it's used in demolition talk. It does seem to imply having the means to bring the building down, but it stopped short of being unequivocal confirmation of the exact means by which the building came on down. So that's what we're looking for on that. We're going to take a phone call here. Wally in Nebraska. I'm sorry, New Brunswick. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. You mentioned the other day you run Windows XP, and you had concerns getting the WannaCry patch.
Well, no, actually, for the most part, I'm running Windows 7. I have Windows XP in a sandbox to run some older software. And I was talking about on my Windows 7, I turned off automatic updates when Microsoft was trying to jam Windows 10 down our throats. And then when that finally ended and I tried to turn automatic updates back on, it was broken because apparently Microsoft had changed something. And I've been putting patches in like crazy, and I still can't get it to work. And at this point, I'm just throwing up my hands in surrender and saying, you know, it's running now. It's doing what I need it to do. I don't need to add anything or install anything from this point on.
Okay, well, I guess a lot of people, Microsoft has hidden that XP patch pretty good. And you I think you said you run Kaspersky antivirus on your system.
It's one of the things. It's one of the things I use. I have multiple layers.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, the Kaspersky homepage at the very top of their like a www.kaspersky.com or something like that. The very top of their page, there's a green banner. And there are two links to that green banner, and it's the first link. And it will take you to their information page. And if you scan down about, so I'd say a little past halfway down, there's an FAQ section.
Yes.
And one of them says, I'm running Windows XP. How can I protect myself? And they give the usual blurb about upgrading your system. But then they provide a link to the Microsoft page where you can get the where you can download. It's their catalog page, and it's right there. It's at the second one down.
All right. Well, thank you for that information, and we'll forward that out there for all the XP users, of which there are still a large number. Wally, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to do a station identification, and we will be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.